Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I'm your host and energy expert. Today is going to be my most vulnerable episode so far. I feel called to share with you my personal journey of spirituality, awakening, change, and life in general. And yeah, I'm gonna be very blunt and very open with you, especially in regards to the word enjoying my life, enjoying myself. And you will see, you will hear, you will understand more about myself. So it's a behind the scenes of me. So lean back, relax, and let me share with you a little bit more about myself. It could seem from the outside like I have my shit together, but I don't. I'm like everybody else. And I'm going to share with you today more about how my life looks like and how much of it I enjoy and how far I've come on my own personal spiritual journey. And by doing that, I want to normalize or show behind the scenes, lift the veil to the expression of spiritual awakening, spiritual growth, what it actually looks like if you're in the midst of it. You might have come already across my invite to join my Enjoy Your Life masterclass, which is starting next week. And in that masterclass, I teach you how to have more joy again in your life. And I hope, of course, that you're going to join me in that masterclass. But just because I teach you how to bring more joy back into your life doesn't mean that I enjoy my life 100% of the time, because I don't. I want to be really clear on that. Being on a spiritual journey and being in that changing process doesn't mean that you're all the time happy or that you live in complete bliss or peace, because you don't. The difference between me right now and my former me of how I was before I started this journey is, quite frankly, simple math. For all of you who like science, math, logic, it really all comes down to how much of your life, meaning how much of your day, do you spend being miserable or enjoying your life? Of course, with a lot of other emotion in between that. But that's kind of what it comes down to when we think about how much of our lives do we enjoy, or do we enjoy our lives? It means kind of a percentage of your time is spent either being miserable or being in enjoyment of your life. Back in my old personality, I was probably not enjoying my life 95% of the time. I know, it sounds crazy, but I have looked back at my former self so many times that I can be pretty sure about that kind of is the number, 90 to 95% of the time that I did not experience enjoyment of my life. And what was I doing instead was that I was probably disliking a lot of things, maybe what I was doing. I was stressing out a lot. If you're in actual stress, you're not enjoying yourself. I was busying my mind and my energy with worrying about the future or thinking and ruminating about the past and so on, so on. So lots of my time and energy of my life was actually spent on all of these activities. And these activities for me do not go together with enjoying my life. If you want to assess yourself as well against that, a really good test for you to take is Reflect on your thoughts that you are generally having throughout a day. Are your thoughts more positive or negative? What is kind of like the percentage that you would split 100%? How much percentage is spent on negative thinking, stressful thinking, anxious thinking, worrying thinking, and how much is really spent on thinking positively and joyful and peaceful and calm? So really come up with the percentage and divide up the 100%, and that gives you a really good indication of how much of your time you spend not enjoying your day. And back at my former self, I was just spending so much time in thoughts that were worrying. They were negative, they were stressful, they were anxious, they were judgmental, self-pitying. All of these things that I busied myself when I, had thoughts. And as you know, we have lots of thought throughout the day. So let's compare it to now. How am I assessing my ratio of enjoying my life and not enjoying my life now? I would say it's probably about 50-50. And whatever that now creates inside of you, maybe some of you would say, wow, that's really low. And some of you say, wow, that's really great. It doesn't really matter. It's an improvement, I would say. It's a difference, right? There is a clear difference between my former self and my current self. And I'm going to share that with you because I want to be very clear and open with you and don't lie to you. There is still half of my time that I am consciously not in enjoyment. And I'm pretty honest about that. It doesn't mean just because you go and begin to be on a spiritual growth journey that you're suddenly all the time happy or that life suddenly just gets easy. Because if that would be the case, everybody would be on this journey. Everybody would go, yay, sign me up for spiritual growth. I'm going to do it because then I'm suddenly happy and life gets easy. Obviously, that is not the case. I can confirm that. So yeah, I would say that my life looks now 50-50, which is what it is. On the one side, that can now feel quite disheartening to think about that I still feel half of my time not enjoyable or that I don't see myself as enjoying my life half of the time. But on the other side, I of course have learned a lot of things throughout the last few years of my journey. And a couple of those things are to accept what is and to celebrate as well progress more, my progress more. And therefore, I decide to look at it from a different perspective, which is to say, hey, I previously enjoyed my life just 5% of the time, and now I have 50% of my time that I enjoy my life. What an improvement, what a progress. And the good news is that you can have that kind of progress as well. One way is, of course, to sign up for my masterclass and to be with me next week. What you're going to learn with me next week is going to change your life. That doesn't mean that it's then just smooth sailing from there on out. That's not going to happen. Everything that we do for the first time, for the first few times, is not easy. It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. It's not easy or sounds pretty when you play for the first few times the piano. It's not easy or safe if you start learning how to fly a plane. And that's exactly the same with what I'm going to teach you next week. But it's going to change your life. And the potential of increasing the amount of joy you have in your life is what you get out of it. The potential. And that's just so amazing to think about, that you could increase the amount of joy that you have in your life exactly how I did it. And like I said, it's not going to be easy at the beginning, but If it would be easy, everybody would be doing it, and they don't. You might ask me now, Linda, well, why do you not enjoy your life more than the 50% you assess? Good question. I still have my regular lows in my life. I still have lows in my life that I regularly have coming up at certain times in my life. And the difference is now from my former self that I now have the knowledge and the tools to help myself through those lows. I really believe that having lows in your life is life. It's part of life and it's never going to go away. And if somebody else in the spiritual community tells you that that's just completely going away and you never have any lows in your life, please do not believe them. They are part of life. And if we wouldn't have them to overcome them and go through them and learn from them, we wouldn't be really alive. They are just part of why we're here. So when I'm in such a low, which still sucks, let's be honest, I don't know yet the answer why I am in that low. What is it going to teach me? But I have now the knowledge how to get myself through it better, which I didn't have before. So that is a huge difference. I have practiced enough in the last few years on how to become more of the observer of myself and my life. So when I'm in such lows, in these phases of low energy, enjoyment, excitement, whatever it is, then I can pull myself temporarily out of that low and become the observer of myself being in that low. And that helps me then to help myself through it, through the tools, the techniques that I teach, but of course that I use myself. I know that I get through it better, maybe even quicker, who knows? That's probably just a subjective observation, but it's of course possible. But I now don't get stuck in those lows like I would have been as my former self. So in the past, I would not have the awareness, the ability to be the observer or the knowledge and the tools to know where I'm at and that this is a low and that I'm kind of stuck in that suckiness of the low. So I would probably be in it all the time, or it would be from one low to the other, right? Remember the 95%. So the highs out of the lows were very small, if even there. So now I know that I don't have to be stuck in those lows anymore, but I still experience this suckiness. It's just kind of part of life. And one of the things that is really important to understand is that when I am in such a low, I will use the tools and techniques and knowledge that I have to go through the low. That doesn't mean that I will try to end the low or something like that. I'm not doing that. That is really a big differentiation to what I probably would have tried in the past. It's not about trying to run away from the low, to hide from it or to fight it. It is still about going through it, but going through it in a different kind of state than I would have done in the past. Being just much more aware of being in it, being kind to myself, using everything that I know to get myself through it. And the biggest part really of it is that I know that something is waiting for me on the other side. There's going to be a kind of message, a learning, an insight coming from that low that I will receive. And that will, of course, help me getting through it as well in a much better state of mind. So those lows are what accounts to those 50% of my life where I would say, yeah, not enjoying that yet. And there we leave it at that. But like I said, I know that there is always a time when you come out of those lows, even when you don't know how, you don't know when. And I know that can feel very, very frustrating. I know that very, very well. I still have those. And sometimes I even think that they are deeper and denser than even before. But what is just keeping me going is knowing that I know it's going to be different again. And I know that I will get something out of this. Either I will get a huge insight, a huge download out of this low, or I will experience something through it that will add to my spiritual growth and my spiritual journey. Or I'm able to let go of something. That's probably the most important one. I'm able to let go of something that just doesn't serve me anymore. So I'm able, through those experiences, through those insights and the letting go, to change my energy, to change the frequency of my being, to be able to be closer to my authentic self. That's what keeps me going, so to say. So in a nutshell, I see it like that. Where there is a low, there is a high. And is it nice to be in a low? No. Does it feel good? No, of course not. It still sucks, like it would suck for anybody to be in a low phase in your life. But I have now the tools, the techniques and the knowledge to get myself through it much better and actually get out of it again. And I keep trusting that they are happening, these lows are happening for a reason. So I'm much more centered in that knowledge that something great is to come out of it. Does that make sense to you? Okay. That's what I wanted to share with you, and I really want to say thank you for being here with me today. It was really probably important for my journey, but as well very freeing to share this with you and to show you as well that I am still struggling as well with low phases in my life and actually enjoying my life the same as you, maybe just to a different ratio in my life than in your life. And if that is the case, please, like I said already, come and join me in the Enjoy Your Life Masterclass next week, where you will learn how very easily you can change that ratio, that percentage, to enjoy more of your life. So sign up for it now so you don't forget it and you don't regret not attending the masterclass, because you really want to. So head over to lindalange.com/enjoyyourlife, or just click on the link in the show notes of this episode. Congrats on saying yes to yourself and being the brave human to take this next step. You won't regret it. And with that, I love you and leave you. Talk soon and bye-bye.